The movie The Incredibles is one of my favorite movies. If you haven't seen it, it's an animation movie about the life of a family of superheroes, and it's just a great movie. I've been thinking about it a lot lately because my nephew for Christmas got an Incredibles video game, and every time I've seen him over the last month, we've spent our time together playing it. It's a lot of fun. But there was a theme from that movie that came up in the readings. And in the movie they talked about, look, if everybody is special, then nobody is. But that's what our society thinks. They're like, well, you know, if ever you're saying everybody's special, then no one is. But that can't be further from the truth, and that can't be further from the reality of the message of our God. Because our God says to us, every single one of you are special. Every single one of us was made for a specific purpose. And we have a mission, and God has a plan for us. In the first reading today, the prophet says, look, from the womb of my mom, I have been sent to tell the good news of God. I've been sent to bring a light to the nations. St. Paul in the second reading says, I was called as a disciple of the Lord. And all of you were called to a life of holiness. And John the Baptist knew that he was called for something special because he was appointed to be the one to proclaim the repentance for the kingdom of God and to point the way that the Lamb of God is coming into the world. It's a reminder to us that all of us are called to something special. All of us have a plan. God has a plan for all of us. He has a mission for us. And I think that it's real sad that so many people mope around in life saying, look, I'm just not good enough for anything. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing with life. But my friend, God has a plan for you. He has a plan and He has a purpose for you, and that's why He made you. That's why He created you. He created each and every one of us for a plan. Because we are special. Because God made us special. This Sunday, the United States Council of Catholic Bishops have asked us to remember this Sunday as Respect Life Sunday. As a reminder that all of life is sacred and all of life is special. For the last several years, the United States bishops have called the Respect Life Sunday the closest Sunday that falls to the anniversary of the Supreme Court decision of Roe versus Wade that made abortion legal in this country. And it's a chance for us as a church to pray and to reflect on the evils of abortion. Abortion is wrong, and it's a sin, and it's a crime against humanity for several reasons. First of all, because God is the author of all life. From the moment of conception, God blesses a person. We're reminded of that in that first reading, where the prophet says, from my mother's womb, I was sent for a purpose. We believe that all human life is special from the moment of creation, from the moment of conception. Because God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't say, oops, my bad, didn't mean for that life to happen. It was a plan, it's part of the plan, it's a part of the divine plan of our God. It's also wrong because that life is human. People who are for abortion rights say, look, it just has the potential for life, it's not really human life. But what other life could it be? It's not going to come out of the womb as an oak tree or a puppy dog. It's going to be a human being. And it's going to have the chance to be able to live. It's going to be able to have the chance for life. And it is human life. And the nature of that child in the womb needs to be in the womb for at least 9 months to be able to get the nutrients that it needs to grow and develop. And so it is human life. And we're also reminded on Respect Life Sunday to call out against this terrible sin of abortion. Because we are the voice of Christ. Because our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to speak out for those who were oppressed, for those who had no voice. It's a responsibility of the church, it's a responsibility of the faithful to be the voice of that child. That voice of the child in the womb that says, I want to live. I want a chance to live. I want a chance to grow. I want a chance to fulfill my purpose in life. And so we remember that on this Respect Life Sunday, that we are to stand up for the voices of those children that are unborn, to say they need to have a chance to live. Over 50 million children in this country alone have been executed in their mother's womb in the last 41 years. That's a terrible crime against humanity. That's a terrible crime against ourselves. And this evil must end. And we must pray that it may not continue. The Speck Life Sunday also reminds us that all life is special. All life is sacred. All life is valuable. That's the life in the womb. It's a life in the infirm, the ill, the elderly, those in prison, the lives of the poor, the lives of the immigrant. That as a church, we need to be able to stand up against the voices that try to take away the respect of life. And we need to be able to say all life is valuable, all life is important, all life is special, because God created it that way. The voice of Jesus goes out to all the world. And the message is clear, and the message is uniform. All life is sacred. All life is special. And we must fight to uphold that. We must pray that all people may respect life in all of its forms, so that the sins against humanity don't continue. The sins that cause us so much division and so much strife and so much pain, because it cannot continue. It must not continue. In the spirit of Pope Francis, he reminds us that we are to be a church of forgiveness and mercy and grace. And even though abortion is a terrible sin, and there's probably a good chance at least somebody in here has either had an abortion or knows somebody who's had an abortion, we must remind people of God's grace and His mercy and love. And so my message to you is one of forgiveness. But there's no sin that God can't forgive, and He can be a part of our journey. He can be a part of our forgiveness and our mercy and our grace. And if you've had an abortion or you know somebody who has and they're Catholic, invite them to come to the sacrament of reconciliation, where God's mercy and love can set that person free. It can wipe away their sins and their pain and their sorrow, because our God is a God of mercy. He's a God of love. And He wants us to be able to learn from our mistakes. Some of the greatest proponents of anti-abortion are those who were affiliated in some way with abortion. And they realize they made a mistake. And they've sought forgiveness. And they want to change. And they want that message to be known, that God's love is real. And that every human life is special. And every one of us is made for a purpose. As we continue today to praise and glorify our God, we ask Him first of all for mercy and love. We may continue to receive the mercy in our hearts. And we also ask Him for courage and strength to be able to stand up for life in all of its forms, so that everyone may know that all life is special and all life is sacred.